The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Looking forward to addressing this issue all day. It's a local issue out of Ellisville. It's the Lifetime Fitness Center. And if you're already going, oh man, yeah, I know, me too. This is a story that has become sort of national news. And as I said at the beginning of the show, a lot of these issues that involve transgender, is that, that's the right term now. It's not transsexual. It used to be transsexual. Gosh, it's hard to keep up, you know? You gotta use the language that is approved at the moment. I mean, I don't. I'm saying the words out loud right now, so I don't really care. But I'm just trying to figure out what is the popular lexicon right now. I guess it's transgender. It is people who dress like the opposite gender. And some of them have surgeries, and some of them want your kids to have surgeries if they feel any sort of weird feelings. They want to lop off their genitals. It's a weird world. Weird world we're living in. So this is in Ellisville, though. This is a grown man, not a kid, who dresses like a woman and has been going into the women's locker room. I'm reading from Spectrum News, which is very interesting. I actually thought this was a really good news story. I didn't know that Charter Spectrum even did news. And I thought, this is great. Maybe we need to have them doing more news. It says that as of this week, dozens of people had, and this has been ongoing for a few weeks now, but the latest that I could find was from earlier this week. Dozens of people gathered outside the Ellisville Lifetime Fitness Center Friday afternoon, where Republican lawmakers, so this was like last weekend, Republican lawmakers addressed concerns about a transgender woman. Never mind, Spectrum, you said transgender woman. It's a guy who used the women's locker room earlier this month. Those on both sides of the issue were there, although the protesters really were the loud ones that were blowing whistles and holding signs. They were trying to make it difficult for Republican lawmakers to speak, to address the issue. They were loud and they were, you know, just sort of causing a ruckus and making it hard for there to be any sound bites, I guess. The Spectrum News article here, reporter interviewed some of the protesters who said, quote, "I believe that trans women should have a right to go where they feel comfortable. And I understand that causes discomfort for others, but the problem is nobody wants to accept them anywhere." The attendee Susan Hipp told Spectrum News, "I don't think that a trans woman is any threat in any restroom. There are pedophiles and people in restrooms that nobody is aware of who are threats, and nobody's paying attention to that or making an issue about it." Well, I would disagree. I think that is a pretty big issue. It's just that you don't, when somebody walks into a locker room, you don't go, "That person's definitely a pedophile." But when somebody walks into a locker room who has a penis, the woman's going to go, "That is definitely a guy." There's a little bit of a difference there. So it's talking about all these protesters and lawmakers speaking. But ultimately, if you're not familiar with the story, this started a few weeks ago when a guy who, I don't know if he was homeless, but I think he was sleeping in the parking lot in a car. And this is just the facts that I've pieced together from not only reading about it, but listening to Mark Reardon do interviews. He's been all over it. I think that's kind of his neck of the woods, so it makes sense. He's interviewed TJ Moe. I have an update from TJ Moe as well. But he was coming into the fitness center, and he would wear makeup and kind of curl his hair a little bit. And he said, "Well, I'm a woman, and I need to use the women's restroom and the women's locker room to change." And the person at the front desk was saying, "I don't really know what to do." And then he flashed a driver's license that actually said female. So I guess in Missouri, that's been part of the problem, that you can just go into your license and you can say, "I'm whatever gender you want," and they'll put it on your driver's license. That's probably going to change, according to Andrew Bailey, our attorney general currently and our probably next attorney general as of the primary this week. He is going after this and I don't know exactly how they'll change the law, but they most likely will. But at the moment, you can just do that, apparently. And so that left the staff there in kind of a weird spot because they're going, okay. And I get this. I really do. If you are the owner of a gym, and let's say you're in a blue state, let alone a red state. If you're red state, you're probably going to be okay. But you're still going to go, okay, I don't want to be on the hook legally for somebody randomly suing me just based on the whims of change that are happening right now. It's like that I would be considered discriminatory if I told this grown man, no, you can't go and change with the women. And I'm talking about like nudity. You know, this is what's happening here. And so you'd have, picture your daughter. I have a 10-year-old daughter. Picture her going in there. I wouldn't go in there with her. But then she'd be in there changing alone, and then some grown man walks in and just starts flashing her. I'm like, no, you're going to get a fist to the eye if I see that happening. Law be damned. But if you're the owner of the establishment, you are in a tough spot because you're thinking, okay, I've spent my entire life building this gym. It is my life's work, essentially. You know, you invest all your money and your time into these things, and then one little crazy incident like this could take you down. And so you're nervous. Okay, what's going to happen here? Well, in Missouri, I would think they kind of got my back. In Illinois, I don't know if they would. In fact, I'm pretty sure they wouldn't. So I was thinking about this issue. What would you do if you're either the owner or the worker in this situation? And I think that we need to do this. This is my advice. If you're ever in not just this situation, but a situation like this, is to ask the question. And one of the reasons I love this article that interviews this woman that says, I believe that trans women should have a right to go where they feel comfortable. And I understand that causes discomfort for others. And then she goes on. That's exactly where you got to ask the question. Is it whatever situation you're in, they're going to say, if you say, no, you can't go into the women's room, they're going to say, well, that is discriminatory against me. That causes me discomfort. It's emotionally harmful to me. But you don't even have to get there because you just have to ask this question. Would that emotionally harm you? If a guy walks up to you and you're at the front desk, what would you do? I'm asking you that question. Because here's what I would do and here's my advice. And you can apply this to a lot of situations. And apparently, you're going to have to know how to deal with these situations because they're becoming more abundant. They're not just out there. They're here. Guy walks up to you, dressed as a woman, says, I'm going to go in the women's restroom. I would say,
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
If I told you that you can't go in the women's restroom, would that make you uncomfortable? Would that make you offended? And if he said yes, which he probably would, I would say, there's a whole bunch of women who, if I tell them that you can go in there, they're going to be uncomfortable and they're going to be offended. So you have put me in a situation where I now have to offend somebody. And then you ask the person, who should I offend? And then you kind of leave it there because the person's just going to talk in circles. They're not going to know how. They're going to say, well, it's discriminatory. And you go, I understand. But I'm in a situation now where either I'm going to offend you or I'm going to offend a whole bunch of other people. Now, you've caused this situation, so you tell me what I should do. I think that is such a great answer to this question, especially when you don't have political cover, because you are being rational. You are being mindful of everybody's feelings in the situation. And look, I know it's conservative talk radio. I would love to be able to say a lot of other things, but that's not the world we're living in. If you're actually in that situation, turn that question around. And you can do this with so many issues in America right now. If somebody ever is offended by something, turn it around and ask, well, either why are they offended, or what about this other group of people who now has to deal with you? It applies all over the place. And again, I would love to know what you think about this topic. I told you that TJ Moe had weighed in, and I almost wanted to wait till last to talk about this part of the story because it's relevant to this particular incident, but it's not relevant to all the incidents that are going to be happening regarding this stuff in the future. But this guy in particular has really kind of used some language. So to update you on the story, he used some language that could have been considered threatening, although it sounded more like he was threatening himself. Like he kept saying things on socials and wherever, maybe even at the gym, that were kind of inflammatory, like, well, if you don't do what I need you to do, then I'm going to kill myself. And he was posting things like that could have been construed as self-harm, but they also could have been construed as I might harm others. And so they were able to kind of look at this and say, okay, now he's crossed a line. Now he's banned from the gym. And they never really had to address the trans issue because they banned him based on violent language. So TJ Moe updates us and says, Lifetime Fitness trans guy update. He just showed up at the house of one of the women who confronted him for being in the women's locker room at the gym. He is unwell. He's making threats. He should be in a psychiatric care. So that's how this story at least has concluded for the moment. You don't show up at the house of somebody like that. Now you've definitely crossed the line. Whether or not your social media post did or not, we don't know. But now you've definitely crossed a line. But I think his point and mine are that aside from this, you know, this person is clearly mentally unwell. And maybe that's going to be the situation in a lot of others too. But let's say that none of that happened. You eventually are going to have to address the issue at hand. And I guess for Lifetime Fitness's sake, they were able to kind of skirt the issue and deal with it on the violence grounds. I almost wish that they would have had to have dealt with it on the legal grounds because there needs to be a precedent. This stuff needs to be decided. And Missouri is going to address it now. Andrew Bailey, our AG, is going to address it. We'll just see what that was.
Get more at 971talk.com.
The Recap Show is an unfiltered inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.